what do you say about the fact that she really has been given short shrift by the Irish? The fact that they did decide at some synod or other that St. Patrick should get the nod. I mean, call me old fashioned, but I prefer my patron saint to be Irish, and she was overlooked.
She was overlooked, yeah. But Colgan, then, is writing. He writes a big long Latin term of a stopper a while, I'll figure it out. But then there's the martyrology of the three Irish saints, St. Patrick, St. Bridget, and Colum Kill. And such is the regard. There has to be grains of truth in there somewhere. The three are meant to be buried under the same slab in Downpatrick. So you have this trinity. Now, they may have been buried there, but chances are they, with changes of rules and regulations and ownerships and everything else, relics are supposed to have been dug up during the time of Henry VIII's rule and removed from there. They survived Danish raids and so on and so forth. But yeah, the strong tradition was that the three of them were buried side by side in Downpatrick. Now, I've been up at Downpatrick, and if you've ever been there, there's just a huge mound, a huge boulder of a rock. It's designated as the grave. Is that because it's the biggest one there? I don't know. Is it buried under the church? I don't know. But she was afforded that at a very early stage, that she's buried in Downpatrick.
Well, let's not forget as well, there's she's scattered all over the place. I mean, there's a tooth of hers in Cologne and God knows what else. It's a terrible state of affairs, this relic business. But I think it's, I don't know if you know the story behind Yeats. Is he in his grave? I think there's about as much chance that it's Yeats in his grave as there are the three folks underneath that rock. But anyway, we'll never know.
Yeah, we won't know. But there's many a person, I'm sure, long gone, and still people today who are devotees of Bridget. And if they can gain comfort from their belief, well, so good. Let them have it.